This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. What kind of weather should we be looking for this winter? That's the million-dollar question every year, isn't it? Washington State climatologist Nick Bond says this year will be slightly less predictable thanks to a couple of missing indicators.
We don't have El Nino or La Nina to stack the deck toward either warmer or colder temperatures than usual, and, you know, lesser or greater snowpack than usual. And so we don't have that to go on, and the predictability this winter is less than those winters when we have an El Nino or La Nina.
Bond says one of the things they look at when making their predictions is the average climate numbers.
Another thing is kind of recent trends. And so if the last, you know, let's say 10 or 15 years have been on the warm side, then, well, that's what's been happening, and no reason to think it will necessarily turn around. It could, but that's been shown to give some measure of predictability.
And increasingly, Bond says, they use seasonal climate models.
They're, as a group, are showing a little bit on the warm side overall, with plenty of variability from week to week and month to month within the winter, and maybe a little bit on the wet side.
So, Bond says, take that with a bucket of salt, but they are guardedly optimistic about their mildly wetter and warmer prediction.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.